Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane? Man,
I'm doing great. All right. It's a good Friday. We're recording a little late this week. Everything got shifted a little back. But hey, we're recording, right? We got everything coming up for y'all. I'm excited. Thursday night was actually pretty good outside of Geno. Hey, guys, I'm just saying, he's not that guy. I'm riding the train, and I looked right. He's this year's Tua, but worse. But I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good as well. I mean, Geno had a rough game last game, so. But this season, he's been playing pretty well. So outside of this game, I'm not disappointed by his season-long performance. Long-term answer, no. But short term, I guess for now, yeah.
This season and then trade. Or not trade, but like try and get your guy.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great as always. So
they're like if they're like 4-8 later in the season, I would throw in Sam Howell just for the heck of it, just to see. Just the experiment.
Yeah.
Not even worse than that, but like just the experiment.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of injuries on defense, so their defense is not playing well.
But neither is Geno, and he has no reason not to be playing good. The only person to blame for last night was Geno. He was throwing balls way too high, a lot. Like, you can blame drops, but when he's throwing late, it's going to be easier to bat passes. So he was missing his reads, he was throwing late, he was throwing high, it was an ugly game for him. His turnover is the differential for the win.
I mean, honestly, I'm happy you're talking about Geno and not Brock Purdy right now.
Damn, right? Gotta give it to him. I was a little concerned because he started missing some throws right in a row, and then Seahawks had that chance to come back, and then, you know, the picks.
Yeah, the biggest downfall for Brock Purdy this season is him holding onto the ball way too long. Yeah. He is holding onto the ball tremendously long, and them not having Christian McCaffrey is like a big deal.
Oh yeah, huge deal. Actually, in my opinion,
yeah.
Jordan Mason, it's not like Jordan's bad either. He's hurt, and Isaac Giardo, I guess they're like 6th round pick, had a solid day after that. So I mean, I don't know. I'm concerned for this team. Only on the offensive side of the ball, though. Not, like, majorly. It's just, like, what is it? They're not, like, I'm concerned that they aren't using all of their weapons correctly. I was actually concerned about Shanahan at, like, the halfway through point of this game. It's cut out. Technical difficulty.
The play calling, I mean, Shanahan's play calling wasn't the best, but he can't run his full offense without a running back, and he doesn't know how much he can trust that third-string running back.
I was just concerned because this would have been the third game that they lost with a double or a two-score lead, like if they had choked this game.
Oh, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, 100%.
I still think he's a top 5 coach, okay? I just would be concerned for what's going on with him right now. Like, what changed this season to where they're losing these games? What is their issue? And their corner, actually, their rookie corner, looks better than I thought he did, which was one of the picks I hated on. And now I'm like, okay, he looks better than I thought. So their defense steps up, but, like, there's still holes on this roster. They're one of the better teams in the NFC for sure, and they will probably take the division, especially now, which I put my faith in the Seahawks. I don't know why. I'm a hater, and I just gave it to them for 1 week, and they decided that they're just going to make the hater look dumb the 1 week he actually puts in favor of them.
Yeah, the 49ers, I think it's just an early season slump. Not having McCaffrey out there really hurts, but their defense is playing well. Fred Warner, Defensive Player of the Year candidate. He's playing very well. But Brock Purdy, simply just needs to get better. Last year, they were getting the ball out very quickly. And this year, Brock Purdy's time to throw is 3.17, which is the...
big plays when they can just do this underneath stuff without using the rebound. And they don't. They're just not.
Just go back to what you know.
Yes.
And
the slants and stuff with Debo and Ayuk were the bread and butter last year. Like, you were doing all this underneath dump.
I mean, you can kind of blame Ayuk because he wasn't there during the offseason. So
another issue I have with this holding out crap. Like, stop doing it, you big babies. Chase, look how long it took Chase to break out for this year. Not break out, but, like, actually get on the scoreboards. He sat out.
Yeah, it took him, like, 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah,
and
now he's great. Top five, top three.
And I don't know Brock Purdy's head, but, like, Brock Purdy could be questioning because he doesn't have that full chemistry with Brandon Ayuk. And during the offseason that he is like, oh, I don't know if I really want to throw it to him. Like, I don't know if I can trust him.
He probably doesn't feel great because he doesn't have CMC last year, which CMC, he really is that pivotal part of that offense. Like, without him, the gears just don't work the same. It's like putting a gear in, and it's just like an inch smaller. It doesn't go as quick.
It looks like a different team out there.
It does. It does. It's concerning. CMC will be back, but it'll be after the Chiefs game. That's what I've been reading.
And I'm not going to look too much into that Chiefs game. Unless their defense just goes out there. Yeah, that would be...
I'd love it. I don't care. Again, I don't care who does it. Whoever beats the Chiefs are good in my book. Okay? I just don't care. I'm over them. I understand this Patriots old hate now. I'm going to schedule stuff.
Hey, no. I wasn't going to bring up the Patriots.
Hey, it's fair. It's fair.
I don't think I have too many thoughts on this game. It was a really good game, though.
It was a good game, outside of the Geno stuff. You know what I'm saying? The punt wasn't my big issue. The last interception he had, let's say that doesn't happen. They're at 29. All they got to do is go down and score. Or that first one doesn't happen. 33, and they're, like, 31 again. Like, this game is so much closer without Geno just being Geno.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the punt, like, that would have changed the whole momentum of the game.
I mean, look at this. He's first in passing yards for what?
The Niners should have got that ball, had a great field position, and then ultimately just won the game at that time. But they didn't.
True. I mean, Geno's only 6 for 6, 6 weeks into the season. So that's an interception and a touchdown every week. First in passing yards, so he's averaging a little under 300 passing yards a game. But, like, I don't know. It's just not as good as it wasn't really that good of a game. He's not having as good of a year as it looks. Like, you start 2, and then you go boop, boop, boop. So your 3 wins are against... Hold on. Your 3 wins are against the Broncos team in week 1 that was just starting with a rookie QB. You go into overtime with a Brissett-led New England Patriots team, and you barely win. Then you beat a no-Tua Miami team? And then you go and find actual teams. Well, Giants aren't actually a team, but you play 2 actual teams and a decent team, and you lose. Like, this Seahawks team is...
I wouldn't blame it all on Geno. DK has had some issues. He already has 4 drops this season. Tyler Lockett's doing his thing. I would like him to be more productive, but he is old, so whatever. JSN.
JSN's not the issue. Every drop I see out of JSN is a late ball. Like, every issue I see with JSN's catches stuff, it's a late ball usually.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's something else? Honestly, the defense, man.
The defense. Yeah, injuries really hurt this. I think if they get back and healthy, they can be all right. They can be all right. I wouldn't be too concerned.
Run game, man. The run game has been inefficient. That's what it is.
It's been very consistent. Inconsistent. Yeah. Yeah, Kenneth Walker can have one good week and then just
nothing.
Yeah, nothing after that.
Me too. Geno didn't get a single run off this game. Let's see. Their interior definitely has some issues. Oh, Chenault, man. Good job to Chenault. That punt return was crazy. Or kick return.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Let's see. Yeah, they're definitely, they need some help on that interior line. Like, they have some good guys. They need people to step up. And they just aren't getting that. Because when you're allowing, what was it, over 200 yards rushing? Or was it about 200 yards rushing? 228 yards rushing and then 255 yards passing with four touchdowns total. It's just not going to win you a football game. And yeah, like I said, Bronk didn't look great this game, but he played like how he needed to. So, also, I thought Giardo literally just dropped during his big run during the game. Did you see that? I thought he just literally fell so they could just win the game. And then they just let Juszczyk score. I was like, why didn't we just let Giardo, the rookie, run his first touchdown in?
Yeah, I think he got tackled there.
Yeah, I think it was a little... Well, he has 4.33 speed. So, like, that's why I was confused.
Yeah, it looked like he was going down, but it also looked like he got tackled. So I was just a bit confused there.
Yeah, I think it was a mixture.
But I feel like if this 49ers offense, their run game isn't there, then I feel like their passing game isn't there.
Yeah,
it's very heavily relied on
balance. This Niners balance is huge.
Yeah, especially how Shanahan likes to call plays. It has to be very balanced.
Definitely agree. Oh, excuse me. It's not even that late, guys. I'm already yawning. Crazy. Man, I don't have much more on these games. Has there been any news lately, though? Like, outside of these games? For this game?
Anthony Richardson starting. Nice. Where he's projected to start.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Not playing.
Is returns as a backup.
Okay.
Hashan Reddick. Dropped his agency or dropped by his agency.
He's such an idiot. Okay, that's my
yeah.
Stop being such a big baby. Play your dang season. Like, you're a child if you're doing this at this point. You're set to lose $21 million to make what? $22 million? Like, get a life. That's just loser moves.
Yeah. Romeo Dobbs says he wishes he handled the absence differently.
Okay. I mean, he's owning up to his mistakes. I respect that.
Yeah. And that's all I see.
Let me see. I was trying to see if there's anything. Players that are out. There's like, Shanahan tweeted it. It's insane. The players out this week.
For who?
Schefter tweeted it. That's Rathport.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we touched on this on the last podcast, but Drake May starting?
We did. That was the main topic of the title.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about it a bit more.
I do have the list now, by the way. So, but yeah, talk about it first.
Oh, I'll talk about it whenever we get to the Pats.
Okay. Huge players out this week, guys. For those who don't know, if you're listening online, not on YouTube, of course. Huge players out go Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, Pete Warner, Kyamie Lacy, Jamie Ward. I don't know Robert Woods. Robert Woods, at this point, he's old, so I don't know why he's like a huge player out. Ramondre Stevenson for the Patriots is out. Jonathan Taylor's out. That's big. Jamal Adams is out. Nick Chubb is not playing this week. Grant Delp is out. Let's see. Zay Jones obviously is out. Darius Robinson's out. Josie Jewell's out. Tommy Trimble's out. Micah Parsons is out. And Eric Kendricks. That's bad for the Cowboys. Josh Reynolds is out. Gus Edwards is out.
I'm,
Highsmith is out. Patterson's out. David Andrews, Michael Myers, and Malik Nabers are all also out. And Rashad White is also projected not to play. So those fantasy running backs are taking a huge hit this week. I have a league. You ready for my running backs? CMC, Stevenson, Rashad White.
Oh, you're cooked. You are cooked.
Playing Tank Bigsby. I hope to goodness he does another good week. And then Chase Brown. I'm like at my 4 and 5, just begging, please. It's so
cool. Hoping for the best.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Micah Parsons, I think he's out.
Micah Parsons out? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's out for like 4 to 5 weeks, I think.
They're screwed. They're
good. And he said big players. Nick Herbig for the Steelers.
You're right. My fault. I scanned over him. Cut out again.
Golly.
It's doing it every time.
Yeah, it does. You want to jump right into these predictions?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I'll let you start these ones.
Yeah, another morning game.
We're going to have another one next week, by the way.
Golly, dude. I don't want to wake up every morning.
Yeah, no, it'll be Patriots next week. I don't want to do that. I'm going to have to. I'm so annoyed.
Trevor Lawrence, I don't think, has really ever played well in London.
They literally played 2 weeks in a row in London. It's so stupid. They might
with the Jaguars?
Yes, they played 2 weeks in a row in London. So they're going to be used to it in London. And so the Patriots are going to just lose by like 50.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's so dumb. Like, why?
Well,
just make them the international team. Like, just make them travel every week at this point.
Yeah, they do play over there a lot. And I think it's because they're in Florida and it's close, so it makes sense. Yeah, or close-ish, yeah. Still like a 12-hour flight, but
pretty sure they have to go through Boston to get there. So like New England would make sense. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm taking Chicago here. Caleb had a great game. Jacksonville, they have to rely on good play calling. Trevor Lawrence is a good throw, and players catching the ball. And I do not trust that at all. So I'm taking the Bears.
I'm going to agree with you on the Bears. My reasons are the Chicago defense is going to hold well against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville doesn't have a good defense, like as good of a defense. So I think Chicago takes it like a 24 to like, I don't know, like 17 fashion or like something like that. Just a quick touchdown up on them. Just Chicago has a better offense to defense ratio than Jacksonville does, so they'll be able to compete and win this game.
Huh? Yeah, I completely agree.
Going into the normal games, keyword normal because we're not in stupid London and we're at a normal time. Green Bay and Arizona, obviously Arizona at Green Bay. Give me Green Bay. I think this is Jordan Love's finally just back to normal, and they just go ahead and take Arizona down this week. It'll be a great game, though. Just I think both teams are going to be able to score on each other. Jaden Reed, always expect a good game just because this season he's looked great. Is Dobbs going to play? You mentioned he's like coming back from that hole.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So they'll have their wide receivers. Curious to see if Wicks is going to do anything after burning all those fantasy people last week. Especially with Watson probably out as well. But I do like this Green Bay offense. I think it stacks up well against this Arizona team. I just think it'll be a good offensive game.
Yeah, I don't expect much from Arizona's defense. And I would like to see Green Bay's defense step up in this game.
Yeah.
But I'm taking Arizona. I am taking Arizona. I think if their ends can't get to Kyler Murray,
yeah.
Then I think Kyler Murray will have plenty of time, find his targets, get touchdowns. But I expect it to be a good game.
I honestly agree. I didn't ever see any mind. I do agree with you on that. I think it'll be a phenomenal game. One of the better ones of the week, honestly. Did I pick them too? No, that's yours. Okay. Yeah, no, I picked Green Bay. Yeah. It'll be a good game, though.
Yeah.
What do you think for this next one?
This next one, I have no hope in the Titans. Do you not see tickets as low as $38 for a division game?
Titans in division, and the tickets are $38 for the nosebleeders? No, thank you.
You would think this is an NFC South game if you looked at the ticket price.
Is if you look down off those.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
You look down at the Atlanta and Carolina game, tickets go as $33. So there's really only a $5 difference. That's really funny.
I didn't even see that.
One up. And you'll see, actually, that'd be a steal if you're a Detroit fan. Detroit at Dallas is 36 meters. It's cheaper. That's insane. I mean, I guess Titans got to build a new stadium somehow, right? But, oh, that's
yeah.
Crazy. Go back to
Yeah, I Will Levis is still the starter. Their wide receiver core hasn't really stepped up. Their right side of the offensive line is bad. Their defense is all right. But I'm taking the Colts. I trust the Colts' offense. And I don't trust their defense, but I think against this Titans team, they'll force them to make mistakes. And
see, for me, I also am picking the Colts against the Titans, but I don't trust Richardson, and I don't trust Levis, and I don't trust the run game for either team, and I don't trust the wide receiver corps for either team with how things are looking without their top guys, or without just one of them missing their top guys and stuff. So I just think this is not going to be a good game. This should be the lowest ticket-wise of the week.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans are coming into this game as the fifth-ranked best defense.
Yeah, then I almost want to pick the Titans.
I'm taking the Colts.
I will pick the Colts, but, like, Titans winning would not surprise me in the slightest this week. I could see a Levis bounce back, hopefully one day. I'll hope for it until it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think if they win, it's not on Levis. I think if Anthony Richardson starts, the Titans have a chance. If Joe Flacco starts, they do not have a chance.
Agreed. Flacco starting gives them such a better chance, which honestly, by the end of the year, I could see Flacco just being full starter again. That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny. Yeah, but I think we're both taking Colts there. Yeah. So.
It's your team?
On to the next one, which is my team. Houston at New England. Our tickets being this high is wild, by the way. Houston at New England. We're going to lose. Patriots fans, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We're going to lose. Drake May is starting, okay? Which, if he throws a touchdown, I'm a happy camper. I don't care for anything else. As long as he doesn't throw two picks to, like, Miles Bryant, I'm a happy camper. I just want a solid game and him not getting hurt. Just show some flashes. We don't have to win. Because this Houston team, they look a lot better than we do. They're a Super Bowl contender in my mind. And we're on the rebuild. So I'm really not upset with a loss here. We are in that rebuild stage, and we're without our top running back. And so I just want to see some potential out of Drake May. And so if we have that for this week, I'm happy.
Yeah. I fear y'all are cooked, though.
Yeah.
Drake May, honestly, might be cooked. Y'all have the worst offensive line in the league. And the Texans,
yeah, is insane.
The Texans QB quarterback pressure this year is 42%.
Ours is 49. Right. Okay. Keep in mind, Brissett is actually horrible when it comes to taking sacks.
No. The Texans defense is 42.
They're at 42, and then we're 49 for taking it.
Yeah, y'all are for. Oh, yeah.
We've had a different. Okay, the thing with this stat is, had a different O line every week. Brissett is horrible when it comes to holding onto the ball. He holds on way too long. He allows a lot more sacks. And the play calling isn't able to be aggressive with Brissett because he has no arm.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think it's...
I do think this week is going to be ugly. If y'all are going to overreact to Drake May this week, y'all should overreact it to Jaden, Caleb, Nix, and everybody else in week one.
I honestly don't think people will overreact. At least I'm not going to overreact because y'all are playing the Texans' defensive line, and y'all have the worst defense. I would have honestly waited till next week to start Drake May.
I'm with you. You didn't want to start him this week.
Because, why? Yeah, why would you start him?
I think it was just they had enough of how bad Brissett looked. He missed way too many good throws. I don't know. He just wasn't delivering. And, personally, I would have started him last week or next week. I would have started him in London or before London. 2 weeks before London. This week is not the week.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it now. I'm just going to be happy he's going to be starting for the Titans game.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, this game's going to get ugly. This is going to be like the Thursday night football game. Maybe a bit better just because Drake May, but it depends on how he handles the pressure. But I'm taking...
As long as... Yes, up to Houston's fair. As long as he doesn't throw three picks, I'm okay.
Yeah.
If we score, if he throws a touchdown, he'd be the only quarterback in their first opener this year to throw a touchdown.
That'd be crazy.
I know. You want to lead us in the next one?
Yeah, Bucks and Saints. I am going to take the Saints or the Bucks. The Saints had those 3 weeks where they had a lucky little run, but it's just not going to be good. And Spencer Rattler's starting, so that's going to be exciting to watch. But I just think this Bucks team is better than the Saints team overall. So.
There's a lot more holes in the Saints team, and they're hurt, like you mentioned, with Rattler out. Bucks at Saints, man. This would be normally if Carr was in and everybody was healthy, I might give it to the Saints. But unless Rattler looks good, I really hope he does, as he was my QB7 and I was actually rooting for him. It's not going to be good, and I think this Bucks team, if healthy, they're set.
Yeah. There's not really. If the Saints can bounce back and be the team they were the first 3 weeks, yeah, but I just don't think they can be.
I just don't see it. I do think they could eventually if Carr comes back healthy and everything, but right now, no. I don't know. I don't have much more thoughts on this game. I just hope we see Chris Olave in this game with Spencer Rattler. I hope he actually uses Olave instead of Shaheed. That's my kind of big hope. Olave, I think, is a stud, and I just don't think he's being used over there in New Orleans correctly. So.
Yeah. Chris Olave's not been...
No, he hasn't all year. You just look at the stats... He's not even their leading receiver. It's Shaheed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's Shaheed. That's insane. Receiving. Olave is only 60 yards behind. He has less targets, more receptions, one touchdown total. It's actually insane that they're just not using him.
Arthur Smith is cooking up a masterclass over there. No, I know, but anytime I see a starting player
behind,
I am going to say it's Arthur Smith. They're pulling an Arthur Smith.
Pulling a string. Next game, though, is Cleveland at Philadelphia. Cleveland's just going to lose, right? There's no question. Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, there's no... Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's last game, maybe, hopefully, And then I'm going to tell all the Browns fans I told you so, officially.
I don't know.
I think this could be the game. He throws a pick or two, it's done. I call it wraps. Like, it's kind of wild. Philadelphia, I think, wins this game pretty much outright, though.
Yeah, Philly's winning this.
They're fully healthy, so I got to give it to them.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they bench Deshaun. Actually, I hope they don't. I think Deshaun should keep playing for the whole season.
Why? So they can just continue to suck?
Yeah.
But then they get a quarterback, and then they don't suck next year.
Yeah, but it's the Browns.
They'll find a way.
Yeah, their aura over in Cleveland, like, is horrendously poor, so.
So true. They always ruin quarterbacks. Or try to, with, like, Baker. He ended up getting out.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski could get fired?
If they blame Stefanski for all the issues, that would be such a Browns move. If he gets fired, he will get a job. Not this year, but right. Like he shouldn't get one right away. He won't, but he should.
Yeah, it's definitely not Kevin Stefanski.
It's GM. It's the Browns ownership. It's everything. It's just not Stefanski. It's everything but, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. I'm appalled by the Browns' just overall idea of everything. Their O-line honestly also hasn't looked as good as I thought they would be. Like, I thought they'd be great as an O-line, but they're just, which Deshaun's to blame for a lot of it, but they're not looking as good as I would have hoped for this team. Yeah. What are you thinking for the next game, though? Or did it cut out?
It just stopped recording. Wait.
Now we're still recording.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay, my computer has a mind of its own. It just said we stopped recording.
I promise we didn't. Technical difficulties, guys. Again, I think that's just the name of our podcast. Just rename it Technical Difficulties.
Yeah, I just don't know what's happening. I don't know. I need to fix this.
Your camera's off.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to fix this over the weekend. I need to go to Walmart and buy new cords. But
just buying mics, like, straight up.
Yeah.
I just need to do in-person recordings from now on or something. Hey, with the new job stuff, though.
Hey, shout out. Cleveland.
Are you just going to leave the camera off?
Yeah.
Yeah, just cut. Oh, this is such a fun game, guys. With his computer. I guess that's what he gets for illegally downloading football content.
Wait. We're still recording.
Yeah, we're good. I have
a good one. Okay, sorry.
You're fine. Yeah, next game, though, is Washington-Baltimore. Washington at Baltimore. What do you think?
I'm taking Baltimore, sadly. I mean, the Commanders are the worst.
Take that again. The last thing I heard was the worst, which is, I guess, your mic. It's crazy. It's working. I'll pull the video. Maybe that'll help y'all. Sorry for y'all are gonna lose everything except me. Hope that's okay. Does that work? You still? Yeah. Washington at Baltimore. Last thing I heard was. Yeah. I agree. Like, I love this Commanders team more than I thought I would. But Lamar and the Ravens, they're just more veteran presence, and they have more of a well-put team right now. Oh, look, got even worse. More well-put team together, so it's just like, I think they take this one, and they almost, like, no pun intended, run away with it, because the Commanders' run defense isn't good, like, at all. So, yeah, I'd give it to the Ravens to just run away with this game.
Yeah, the Ravens would just
Take it.
if they can keep a lead.
Yes, if they can keep a lead. The next game, Los Angeles at Denver. Give me Denver. I don't think I picked Denver, but give me Denver, dog. Let me see. Did I pick? I did pick Denver. This is Denver team, man. I think they're a lot better than people are expecting. Like I said, I think yesterday, or not yesterday, but the other episode, this Chargers team, or not this Chargers team, this Denver team could be at like 6-2 in like a couple weeks. Like, we could just see it. Obviously, by the way, Bradley was talking, but his mic cut. So, for those on everything, I apologize for technical difficulties. Let's see.
Are you
Oh,
kidding
he's
me?
back. Look at that, guys. He's back.
Yeah,
Yay.
this is extremely frustrating.
Yes, I'm sure.
But I can't pick against the Chargers. Justin Herbert's coming back as well.
What happened the last time Bo Nix and Justin Herbert played?
They haven't played.
Bradley doesn't know ball.
Bro. No, I'm wrong. No, I'm not.
Bradley doesn't know ball, guys. Auburn, Oregon. 20 what?
Bro, that tells you how long Bo Nix, dude, Bo Nix is a
That's funny.
grandpa, dude. Oh my gosh. I didn't know they played. Well,
There's
I
your fun
mean,
fact of the day, guys. Your fan, your football fun fact. I might do that every week.
okay, to
Yeah,
be
look at this.
fair.
Look at this.
Okay,
Look at this.
to be fair, that just shows you how long, like, I in my head, okay, I looked this game
9
up
years
because
ago, 2019.
Bo Nix, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Maybe not.
Justin Herbert, 28 for 37, 247 yards.
One
What a
touchdown.
glorious day.
One touchdown, no turnovers. 3 years after Herbert graduated, Bo Nix transferred to Oregon and played with Herbert's younger brother, tight end Patrick Herbert. That's
That's
wild.
bizarre. You are literally like, you
Yeah, for
entered
sure. Nix
school.
clutched that game when it mattered most. I'm just saying. And he was a
Dude,
freshman. That is just
I
insane.
mean, Bo Nix wouldn't have to if he wasn't a if he wasn't an old man and he didn't have third picks.
But hey, you know what? He was a freshman that game, and he still beat Justin Herbert, who was a top six pick in the draft. So, just saying, top
Fair.
five pick. Top five? He was fifth, right? No, he was sixth because Tua was
No,
fourth.
he was, yeah. Yeah,
I
'cause Tua
know.
got drafted above him.
I
No,
know.
he was like 16th.
No, he was sixth. Because it went Dolphins and then. Yeah, it went Dolphins and then Chargers. And because it went Tua and then Herbert. Yeah, sixth. He went sixth overall. That's what I thought. It's crazy. So crazy. Now, hopefully, your technical difficulties will stop so we can talk about your game. This is the game that you need your stuff to work for.
Yeah, the Raiders and Steelers. I have no hope in this. What?
Look at the ticket price. Oh, wait, you can't see it right now. Hold on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
you're
I'm screwed
screwed.
up. Sorry, guys. I forgot.
Yeah, it's
$140.
like 140 something dollars, yeah.
No, it's a lot.
worse. Or 270, isn't it? Yeah, 247. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's in that awesome stadium, though. Allegiant Stadium. Beautiful. But, yeah, I had no hope in the Steelers team. It's, yeah, I give up. Our defensive coordinator's bad. Arthur Smith is not very talented. Mike Tomlin, I've nearly given up on him. I've just given up on this football team. Like, yay, we are 3-2. Like, okay, cool. We're going to get first rounded. See you. Awesome. Like, doesn't matter what this team does. It's probably going to be a low-scoring game. And then Steelers squeak it out. Barely win.
So you think the Steelers win?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You just convinced yourself, didn't you?
No, I think they will win, but it's just like, I'm just annoyed at this point.
It's just like, why am I even watching this?
Yeah, it's exactly like
right now, like me with Brissett the past couple weeks, like how am I just enduring this?
It's like watching it like a horrible team that you know they're going to get like a good draft pick, but for me, it's worse. It's like I know we're going to get first rounded. Like I know for sure we're going to get first rounded. We're going to get like the 19th pick. And then we're not going to be able to get a franchise guy. And obviously we draft good, but it's still like, why not we get like a top 10 pick or something, like trade up or I don't know. It's just like, oh, well, another season where we get first rounded.
And it's like if you draft a quarterback, the guy that might be available is like Milroe, which is basically Fields right now. So he's just Fields.
Whoa, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I know.
Milroe to Milton. That's bizarre.
I said Fields, not Milton.
Wait, you said Fields to who?
I said Milroe to Fields. Like, I'm saying they're, like, pretty similar.
Oh, Milroe. Yeah, no, that's still crazy.
No, they play the exact same.
Justin Fields moves in the pocket, though. His movement. Milroe is a stat.
Pass, and then if I can't pass, I'm running. I don't move. I just run.
Sorry. Yeah, Justin Fields is not the problem in Pittsburgh. It's our play calling.
Yes, it's the play calling and weapons. So, honestly, even at 19, though, you're going to get a good weapon, especially as of late with all the studs coming out. Like, it'll be
fun. Yeah, I guess,
you probably won't even have 19. You'll probably end up at, like, 14. Then everything's said.
And then our players are a hissy fit, and it's just one thing on top of another. And then Mike Tomlin doesn't even know what his players are wearing. And it's just like, what? How do you not know? And then,
hey, at least you're not the Raiders.
Shoot, I would rather be a Raiders fan at this point. Yes, you could get picks for Davante Adams. You know we're gonna get a decent draft pick. Actually, their aura is too bad. Never mind.
There are a bunch of thugs over there. That's what I think of when I think Raiders. They're just like thug team.
I mean, it's in Las Vegas, so no wonder you think that.
Yeah. And they have a pirate for a logo. Doesn't help. Next game, though, it's Detroit at Dallas.
Wait, who do you have in that game?
Oh, I had Pittsburgh, too.
Heck yeah.
I flat out just had y'all. I'm with Vegas starting O'Connell, not even going to think about it. Detroit at Dallas. Give me Detroit. This Dallas team's hurt. This Detroit team looks like they're starting to fire it up. And this Dallas team's just full of holes. And I don't know. I'm excited for Detroit for this season. I've been excited. I think this is finally the week where they start continuing to show out. Give me Detroit in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with Detroit. Really, Dallas's defense has looked bad this whole season without the injuries.
Yeah, injuries, they're huge. They have like four or five of them, like major starter injuries.
The injuries definitely have an effect on it. I say no matter what, if I'm Dallas, if we don't get past the second round this year, Mike McCarthy has to be out of here.
If they don't make it past the first round this year, he's out. I think
he's out
no matter what, actually, after this year.
Even if you make it to the Super Bowl.
I think they're done. Well, no, if they make it to the Super Bowl, it's different. But like,
I don't care. Get Mike McCarthy out of there.
That's fair. Their ticket price being that low is wild. But, yeah. Atlanta at Carolina. Ugly game. Ugly game.
Falcons dropping 32 on the Panthers. Panthers get 14. Call it a day.
Bryce Young comes in the second half is the one to score the touchdowns. Is Parker going to stay dripping after this game? You know, the usual.
Yeah, the normal. This is basic.
Decides to appear in something besides Outer Banks and decides to appear in the end zone instead. Did you hear that?
What? Oh, Bijan was on Outer Banks?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Like, bro, appear in the end zone instead? Like, come on now. Season yet. So, like, I just saw that. I was like, no way. I was like, that's got to be fake. And apparently it's not. I was like,
yeah, no, I thought so too. I was like, what? Why is he in?
Wild. Yeah, give me Atlanta.
For real. Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta. This being a Sunday night football game is really depressing.
Wild. Give me a Cincinnati. Now, it's Cincinnati at Giants. It's Cincinnati at New York Giants. Got to clarify which New York team. give me Cincinnati. Just like, I don't know. The Cincinnati team's so much better.
Whoa.
Not defensively.
So much better?
Yes, 100%. Offensively, 110%.
Okay, as an overall team,
Coaching, equal.
No, whoa. Coaching, Brian Daboll, 100%. Brian Daboll is such a better coach.
I'm not even blaming Daboll for his hot seat. He kind of got thrown into it. But,
I would not say Daboll's on his hot seat.
Well, let's say Dable's, like, right here. But then when you go to quarterback, it goes, like, quarterback. Like, Burrow is way up there. And then when you look at running backs, they're both sitting about equals. And then when you go to wide receiver court, again, it goes Bengals. And then O-line, it slightly goes Bengals.
Okay.
It just sits at nobody. Actually, it sits at Gesicki, because Gesicki's better. The Bengals offense truly outranks this Giants team by, like, an entire tier. Like, maybe even two. And then the defense, though, that's where I would give New York a lot of the praise. So I just think Cincinnati wins this game. It's not going to be a fun game, but I think Burrow's still going to look good. Chase is probably going to look good.
I mean, now I wouldn't say Brian Daboll's on his hot seat.
I think he's getting warm, you know? It's not his fault. It's the GM's fault for being stupid. But
The Giants have had momentum these past couple weeks. Daniel Jones is playing all right football. Malik Nabers will be back in.
He's not playing this week.
Oh, he's not? Oh.
No, that's why I said for sure.
Yeah, I still give it to the New York Giants.
Hey, but Nabers can't complete a pass, man. For those watching on. Or those listening on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, he has zero completions on one attempt. He can't complete a pass. It's unbelievable. Slayton's their wide receiver too right now, though. Wandale Robinson looks solid, but once Nabers goes, when I just see Slayton and Wandale, I'm not that worried. It's like the Patriots right now.
But the Bengals defense is not good.
I know.
Horrendously bad. It is. And even Joe Burrow said, like, this team is not a winning team. He didn't say winning team, but he said Super Bowl caliber team. This team will not be above 500 at all this season. I would bet $1 million on that.
But I don't think they go 1-5.
100% I do. With this poor, and the team morale, I bet, is at an all-time low over there.
I don't think so.
Joe Burrow is saying in press conferences, I don't think this team is good enough.
That would fire me up to play better and prove him wrong.
I mean, Joe Burrow's the only guy really doing much over there. I mean, obviously the weapons, yeah. The offense
part, yeah. Giants defense. I will say the Giants defense is good. Like, but I just
they're middle of the pack.
Who's going to be able to score? I'm going to take the Bengals because I don't think this Giants team can score.
Okay, if it comes down to who's stopping the other team to score.
Okay, then probably. Well, if it's that, then as long as the snapper can hold the ball, then the Bengals.
No.
Because if the Bengals won last week, you know that's
true. Hey, you know, let's go back a few weeks ago. You remember the Commanders and Bengals game? You remember our predictions for that week?
Yeah, we both had Bengals.
Yeah, we did. But you remember what I was thinking? I was like, oh, I really want to take Washington here. I really do.
I do remember that.
And guess who won?
Washington. Hey, if you want to go Giants, by all means.
Oh, I'm going Giants, but I don't think this team, like, this team is bad.
You pick Giants. There is no other excuses.
Right? No. Oh, I'm talking about Cincinnati. This team's horrendously poor. Giants, I think they're a bit better than the... I can't say that. No, I cannot say that. No, I can't glaze them too much now.
He isn't even having that good of a year. He's just having one of his better years that he's ever had.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's
not throwing interceptions every week. That's the only difference.
I mean, Daniel Jones should be in the MVP conversation.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, Mahomes is.
If Mahomes is, then yes.
But yeah, I'm taking New York.
The guy that should be in the MVP conversation right now, statistically. If they went off what they're supposed to, then that would all be that matters. But they don't. Because it should have been Allen last year if we were just going off that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm picking Cincinnati. I guess you're picking New York.
I guess. Zane really does not want me to fix New York.
You're wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Wait till 10 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah, I'll text you when the Bengals win. 28-14 or something. 24-14. I don't know. Next game, the Monday night game, final game of the week. Buffalo at New York Jets. Why the heck are we two games at MetLife Stadium in 2 days? There is going to be an injury, guys. This is stupid.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know. Wow.
This is really stupid. Also, ticket prices are like $8 more. Crazy. Bengals are also 4-point favorites. Just saying. Just saying, Bradley. Just saying. But going back to the Buffalo at New York. Give me Buffalo. New York just fired their head coach. I don't know. I didn't like the fire.
I mean, anytime.
They switched play colors, though, so I didn't like that.
Yeah, they did, and Nathaniel Hackett isn't calling the plays. Which his buddy Aaron Rodgers supported.
Yeah. If Buffalo's healthy for this game, like their wide receivers are healthy, give me Buffalo.
Well, I mean, the interim head coach luck, they usually win their first game, but I'm still taking Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Because it's
down to be broken. Like, it has to
The chemistry, the Jets offense is so bad.
It really is.
They have scored the same amount of points as they did with Zach Wilson.
That's insane, by the way.
Through 5 weeks. And I said last podcast that I would rather take Zach Wilson, and I don't think that's...
It's still crazy, but like...
It's crazy, but like...
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers needs to, his ego needs to lower and talk to your wide receivers, please.
Agree.
But yeah, I'm taking Buffalo. Fair.
I guess we disagree on a couple of these games, but overall, I think
we do. Which is a good thing, you know. I like having debates.
Yeah, on this, I do think you're gonna be wrong this time. I really do.
I have the same feeling as I did with
No, I'm gonna get that TikTok up, by the way, or not the TikTok, the Instagram up once we're done here. So once y'all listen to that in the morning, go check out, just so you can have, like, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or what is our other one? Spotify,
YouTube. Apple,
YouTube. Was there another one?
Nothing.
Yeah, Spotify or Apple. You know, I know you don't have a visual of all these. Our record predictions are on TikTok and Instagram. So if you want to give us a like or a follow, that would be just, you know, greatly appreciated. YouTube too, you know, if you just want to have it, just to get back at us or comment on it and be like, this looks dumb now, go for it. Like, just give us a little shout. You know, anything else for this week, or do you want to wrap it up for?
No, I mean, go subscribe to the YouTube for sure.
Yeah, go subscribe to them all, guys. Like, we'd love that. We love the support. So, anybody who listens, thank y'all. So I just want to say, I'm just going to wrap it up and just say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Drawback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one. And peace out.
Peace.